A judge has ruled that a voter initiative that will reopen Montana's medical marijuana dispensaries should take effect immediately. District Judge James Reynolds of Helena ruled Wednesday that an error in drafting the ballot measure should not delay patients' access to the drug until July. The initiative approved by voters last month struck down a law that limited medical marijuana providers to just 3 patients each. Katie Wetch is a 27-year-old Billings woman who has spent most of her life in chronic pain due to incurable illness she was born with, Chiari malformation and Ehlers-Danlos. They cause her brain to herniate into her spinal canal. Wetch became the first underage licensed medical marijuana patient back in 2005 after the passage of the original Montana Medical Marijuana Initiative. She's excited that, as of today, medical dispensaries will no longer force patients to pick straws to decide who gets their medicine.
How do you choose 3 people? Who's sicker than who? You don't get to make those judgments, and that was so hard.
The 3-patient limit has been in effect since August 31st. It forced the closure of marijuana dispensaries across the state and left thousands of registered users without providers. So Wetch says today is a big day for people like her.
Oh, this is huge, especially for people that are too sick to grow their own medicine. It's time consuming, and when you're sick, you're busy trying to take care of your health. And for people that just didn't have any access, it's just huge. And for PTSD to be added, I'm just so excited for all the dispensaries to open back up to take care of patients again.
The judge over Wednesday's ruling said people who are most in need are those who are seriously ill and are least able to grow their marijuana. For YPR News, I'm Bree Ripley.